Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So again, Ryan Wood will join us in about 15 minutes.
Coach Wood.
We'll talk to Eric Name. We'll talk some Bucks with him next hour. And Mike Clemens will bring you the best of what you heard yesterday regarding Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, I've mentioned that now for the third time in the last 60 seconds. Bucks get the win last night, 134-106. They had lost two in a row. And afterwards, you know, you come back home, you need to figure out a way to win. And what we were talking about was Coach Budenholzer and the lack of defensive scheme adjustments, and we were just railing on the defense. And then they go out and they get a victory, and you got to credit the defense.
Again, the bigs have to execute against him. I mean, the guards, there's so many screens for him. There's so much they got to do. And you just got to have everybody kind of participating. And like you said, Bobby's activity, Brooks' activity, and I thought Giannis' activity around the paint and in the basket, at the basket, was really good. So all the bigs, Torrey played, you know, some. He's up. He switched some. So. A lot of good stuff from the bigs to help our guards tonight.
So a lot of credit goes to the bigs defensively. Coach Mike Budenholzer, you hear from him after the games. Thanks to our friends at Schneider. Now hiring drivers for more than 80 years, they've been getting it done. Go to schneiderjobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. Again, schneiderjobs.com, 1-800-44-PRIDE. So the Bucks get the win last night. And again, when he talks about the bigs on defense, there was a lineup they put out. I believe it was the first time that they put it out. Justin Garcia had a tweet. You can catch him on the Courtside Live. They do 90 minutes before the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And he said he thinks it's the first time, and we'll confirm this with Eric Name a little later, but he thinks it's the first time it was a Brook, Portis, Giannis lineup where they're all on the court at the same time, and then Middleton and Drew were the other two guys out there. I like that lineup. It's bigger than what the Bucks have played with last couple of years, but the more you can get Bobby Portis on the court, I mean, this guy has been tremendous. Our buddy Paul Immig ran a poll last night. Last time I checked, he said, who would you rather have for the next 2 years, Bobby Portis or Brook Lopez? Bobby Portis was winning like 70% to 30%. Portis last night off the bench played 24 minutes, had 21 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, a couple of steals. And he's been very engaging on social media, and people will ask him, like, you came to Milwaukee. Yeah, I love it here. I mean, he loves his role. He loves playing here, and he's making a pretty big difference. Now, there's no Bobby Portis if you get Bogdan Bogdanovic, so maybe he can do that poll. But if you can have the...
I'll take Bogdanovic.
If you can have the parts, the sum of the parts be greater than what Bogdanovic was... And for a while, it was looking like that. Torrey Craig, he had a nice block. He had a couple boards. But he's part of that mix. Bryn Forbes is part of that mix of DJ Augustine, who I think everybody's turned on.
Yeah.
But these guys, if they can be, because they were the alternative to Bogdanovic. So can they be better than what Bogdanovic would have given them? We all do want another guy that can shoot. DiVincenzo's been struggling, I guess. But Portis has been a godsend. Portis has been great, and good for him because he's finally on a good team.
Yeah,
mired away in Chicago, New York, Washington the last few years.
Well, right, exactly. He actually could have made more. There were like four or five teams that could have offered him more money, but he chose to take a discount to come to Milwaukee to try to play for a contender and win a championship. Hashtag people do forget he also broke Niko Mirotić's face, which I don't condone violence, but watching Niko Mirotić 2 years ago shoot the Bucks out of the Eastern Conference Finals and then get a did-not-play coach's decision in Game 6, I think we all wanted to be Bobby Portis's fists in that series.
And then he went to Spain and won the league MVP there.
Yeah, well, he plays for the best team. But Bobby Portis, I love Bobby Portis, man. I love the energy he brings off the bench. He could score, he could rebound, and he's the ultimate team guy. He's also with Thanasis, kind of like Giannis's bodyguard. Remember when Giannis almost got in a fight a couple weeks back and, like, him, Thanasis went to center court? Bobby Portis was right there. So he brings that toughness. I mean, that's what I talked about the last couple of years in the playoffs. Like, this team needs, like, a goon. Like a goon. Like, I think that every team in the NBA needs one. I missed those in the 90s. Like, every team had, like, a Frank Perkowski where you just send this guy out. He'd play, like, 4 minutes, pick up three fouls, all hard fouls, playoff-type fouls. Now you can't even do that in today's league anymore. It's called the flagrant. But that's what Bobby Portis brings to the table. Some scoring off the bench and some much-needed toughness on this team.
So Bucks have off today, and then they're back at it. An interesting test tomorrow against Malcolm Brogdon and the Pacers.
New look Pacers. No Oladipo, obviously, so a different look for them. Brogdon, though, putting together a nice season. He's playing with the ball in his hands, obviously, a lot now, especially because he's the ball-dominant guard without Depot there. I really miss Malcolm Brogdon. Imagine if you wouldn't be able to make it work, but imagine this backcourt if it was Jrue Holiday, Malcolm Brogdon.
Oh, and then you could have Christian Wood.
Oh, Christian Wood is so good.
I know.
It's depressing.
I know. So are we, because yesterday.
20-10 guy. Unreal.
I made the decision to want Coach Mike Budenholzer fired. Did I jump too quickly into that pond?
I had played good D right last night, right? But a lot of that was just Portland missing good looks. Portland may be a little burned out as well. They had a busy weekend.
They were also without CJ McCollum.
Yeah, he's out for a while.
And again, Nurkic is out.
Nurkic is done too for a while. That obviously hurts. So it was all Dame, and he only had 17 last night. So if Dame doesn't go out there and give him 30, they're pretty much screwed, unless Melo is going to drop 30. And it was a busy weekend for the Blazers. I don't know if you caught any of that game against Chicago. I'm guessing you probably weren't watching that on a Saturday
night. I wasn't, but the Fox Sports Wisconsin crew.
Did you see the highlights? Damian Lillard.
They showed that shot 17, 18 times?
Yeah, there was like a wrap-up. They call it jump ball. The Blazers were down 6 with like 8 seconds left in the game, and they ended up winning. Kind of a similar situation that we saw happen to Brooklyn the other night when they got beat by Russ Westbrook, who went off for 40-plus but hit a game winner. And it looked like the game should have been over. They stole the inbounds pass, got it to him. He had a three. That was kind of a similar situation against Chicago the other night for the Blazers. Jump ball. Ball gets tipped. Lillard gets it. Hits a game winner. Guy's ridiculous.
For the we can't watch Fox Sports Wisconsin crowd because your cable operator or streaming site took it away, the game tomorrow will be on ESPN. So you should be able to watch it if you have YouTube TV or whatever. I feel like the heat died down on that. They didn't add those channels back. Bucks fans. Now, I have DirecTV. I'm fine. But Bucks fans.
Yeah, you're a big shot.
Although I had to call them and bitch.
Why?
Because I bought League Pass for the bubble, and then I canceled it. But they never took it off. So I had to, like.
Oh, here. I want to do something here because you can't. Rob Demoski has a tweet.
Yeah, he blocked me.
Yeah, you can't see it. All right, Packers, interview schedule for their next defensive coordinator. I know we got Ryan Wood coming on in about 7 minutes from now from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. We could ask him about this. The tweet says, from Rob Demoski, 1 minute, the Packers have the following defensive coordinator interview set for today and tomorrow, per sources. This first name, you're going to like this, Jim Leonard.
Interesting.
Wisconsin defensive coordinator.
Well, I do like that, but I don't. Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So Jim Leonard is going to get an interview. Again, these are set for today and tomorrow. God, I like that. Experience in the NFL. Again, I don't think he, although, man, that's a lot of money. It's obviously a better opportunity. I just thought maybe he'd end up wanting to be a head coach collegiately. Other than that, Chris Kiffin, Browns defensive line, who's the DB coach. So far, they've interviewed Joe Barry. Not to be confused with Brent Berry, a white guy who won a dunk contest and then lost his wife to Tony Parker. He is the Chargers' defensive passing game coordinator. Chris Harris, Washington's DB coach. and Bob Sutton, Falcons senior assistant. That's who they've interviewed so far. I could see it being Sutton just because LaFleur knows him from the Atlanta days. So those are the interviews that have taken place. Up next, Jim Leonard, Chris Kiffin, Ryan Nielsen, Matt Burke, and then the internal candidates. What do you think so far about those names?
I'm curious about Leonard.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've honestly been bringing him up for 4 years. How about that, though?
The first game he was on the sidelines for the Badgers, we wanted him to come to Green Bay.
Like, we've been talking about Drew Holiday coming to the Bucs for years. He's finally here, and now everybody hates him for some reason. What if Jim Leonard comes here and the Packers defense is still like 13th in the league? That's probably not good enough.
We don't want to hate Leonard. That could be a catch 22.
I'm surprised to see his name on there, though.
Ron's in Rome, then we'll get to Ryan Wood. What's up, Ron?
Hi. I don't know if you guys mind if I talk about the Brewers. You haven't been talking about them.
Hey, Ron, let me just say this to you and then to the audience. Horvat and I, we could be talking about anything. If you want to talk about something, call us up and talk about it. That's the rule.
Good.
The rule is there are no rules.
Well, every day I search Google looking for some news that is going to make the Brewers a contender, and all I keep coming up with is they hired a 27-year-old softball player that's a female to be the minor league hitting instructor. And then the Cardinals got Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
So which team is going to be a contender? It's depressing.
Well, I don't know much about this 27-year-old, but I did see her picture pop up on LinkedIn. And so I saw that news as well. And I also saw all of these sports outlets talk about Nolan Arenado to the Cardinals, and they're giving the Cardinals money. It's very depressing, Ron. It's as if the Brewers were supposed to have their warm-up activity this last weekend, so they would normally take questions on it. They have just done nothing. They've done nothing, and I don't know how they're going to do anything. Then you got guys like Eric Thames signing in Japan for $1 million.
Eric!
I'd take him back for $1 million. I'm with you, Ron. I'm depressed.
All right, good. Now I feel better. Thank you.
All right, yeah, anytime you need to vent, Ron, and that goes for any of you guys. And specifically with the Brewers.
You're giving the Brewers a pass this year, so.
I think I changed my mind. It's not good for business. Mm. You know, I got to be more respected in this industry.
Plus, it's BS. They got money.
Yeah.
Everybody's got money. The Cardinals got money. Cubs
You're
got money.
You're telling me Ad Nauseo wasn't all over those GameStop stonks?
Exactly, dude. What's next? Lazary doesn't have money either.
We're going to talk to Ryan Wood before we get in trouble.
Shots just laying around about to expire. What? Oops.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
I view Jordan as a very talented prospect that we're really excited about developing. And I know that maybe that's not the norm to have quarterbacks sit for a long time, but we certainly believe in that, whether it was, you know, Matt Hasselbeck and Aaron Brooks and the way we developed those guys and always feeling good about having a guy that if something happened to Brett back in those days, or even when we had Matt Flynn when Matt was here, that if we needed to go to somebody else because of injury or anything else, that we were able to do that.
A couple of hiccups there from Goody. I hope he's all right. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat, and Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. Another fun season with Ryan Wood. I'll thank you for that first. Your time has been appreciated. Your coverage has been great. So, Ryan, thank you. And we will talk more. I mean, this isn't a goodbye, but as far as the weekly appearances that are scheduled and that people set their alarms for, it will be more of a loose variety in the offseason. So thank you for your time and your dedication.
Absolutely. Yes. No, it's not like I'm getting killed off the show or anything, but no, it'll be a minute. I'll miss talking to you in the meantime, Bart.
Well, you can always text me about your disgraceful Mets. What's ever going on there is whatever. But
yeah, seriously,
the baseball team should be good at least. So that's good. And then, you'll probably last longer on the morning show than I do. If you look at it that way, I have to start with that quote that I played. Because I'm trying to figure out what the long-term play is for Jordan Love. He got drafted. They trade up for him. People are telling me he could be the next Patrick Mahomes. Now Gutekunst is saying that he could be like a Matt Hasselbeck, Aaron Brooks type, and not in terms of how he plays, but an investment. And what the Packers did years ago was they took Matt Hasselbeck in the sixth round, and they traded him for something better. And they did the same with Aaron Brooks, fourth round, and then, you know, something else comes along. Jordan Love was a first-round pick they traded up for. The return would have to be very significant if they're ever going to be able to deal him to not only get the capital back, but also make up for the fact that you drafted him first in the season where Aaron Rodgers was. Were you surprised by that comment at all? Because that's what stood out for me in the press conferences with Goody and LaFleur.
No, I was not surprised. On the day that he drafted Jordan Love, Brian Gutekunst did not call Jordan Love the heir apparent. We juxtaposed, everyone, juxtaposed first-round pick, traded up in the first round. Aaron Rodgers is the same age as Brett Favre was when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. He must be the heir apparent. But there was always, and I mentioned it at the time, many mentioned it at the time, there was always the possibility that Jordan Love was Jimmy Garoppolo. That was always a possibility. I'm not saying right now that he is Jimmy Garoppolo. He very well might be the heir apparent. We have no idea. I'm not sure the Packers really know right now. What they did, quarterback is the most precious commodity in all sports. A franchise quarterback is everything. If you have one, you're a contender. If you don't, you're not. And with a guy who, in Aaron Rodgers, had three straight years of under 100 passer rating going into this season, a guy that was, again, the same age as Brett Favre was when they drafted Aaron Rodgers, and opportunity to draft a prospect that they really, really believed in at that position, they took that opportunity. And as much as people want to rush the judgment, we have absolutely no idea if it was a good choice or not. We won't know for another 2 years at least. And so it's hard to be patient. The good news is that at some point, it will be very crystal clear. There will be no ambiguity on whether or not it was smart or dumb to draft Jordan Love. We just don't know yet. It could go either way still. And the stakes are really high. I mean, it's a smart decision if he's a franchise quarterback. It sets them up for more contention after Aaron Rodgers. It's a terrible decision if they wasted a first-round pick and he never becomes the guy that you draft for quarterbacks in the first round to be. So at some point we'll know that. We don't know that right now. We're not going to know that for some time.
I could spend another hour talking about Jordan Love, but I will move on to other topics. But not very far, Aaron Rodgers, because this is the sense that I get, and the picture that's in a lot of our heads as we talk to Ryan Wood here, the picture that will always be in my head is when I was watching the draft, and we had cameras on everybody because of the nature of the pandemic, which was actually kind of neat. But we saw how excited LaFleur and Gutekunst were when they drafted Jordan Love, and he was there. It seemed like that was the guy they wanted in the draft more than anybody. They got their guy. I feel like Matt LaFleur it's going to be harder to, like, whenever Brian Gutekunst decides, I would like to move on to Jordan Love, I feel like it might be harder to convince Matt LaFleur of that. Matt LaFleur is 26-6 in the regular season. In his first 2 years, in the same job that Vince Lombardi once had, a lot because of Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to want this guy to go. I feel like LaFleur is absolutely on board with Rodgers as long as Rodgers wants to play. Where Goody's like, yeah, all right, I got to keep up. I got to keep up with that. But I did draft Jordan Love for a reason. That's where I feel that relationship is.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the head coach and the GM are on different tracks. The head coach, you've got to win now. You've got to win 2020. You got to win 2021. If you go through a couple seasons of losses, that's your job. The GM, you got to win now too. Don't get me wrong. It's not like okay, you can you know drop down to 3-13 for the next 2 years. But the GM is building something. The GM is an architect, and as much as it's important to win now, the GM has always got his eye on the future as well. You've got to plan for the long term in that role. A head coach, you're not guaranteed long term. It's very tunnel visioned on the here and now in the present. So, you know that you've got different tracks in those two jobs. And I think that there's probably a lot of truth to what you're saying there, Bart, about, you know, with Matt LaFleur, he's got every incentive in the present, in the here and now, to want Aaron Rodgers as long as possible, because Jordan Love is not a sure thing. He's very far from a sure thing. He might be a superstar. We have no idea. He very well might be a bust. There's no way to know. Aaron Rodgers is a superstar. So as long as he has Aaron Rodgers, the here and now is taken care of. It's a very different reality between the two jobs.
Would you expect something to come out of these 2 weeks of everybody writing about Rodgers' future and, you know, the Sam Farmer getting killed for saying make a run when, I mean, the Rams definitely called the Packers just to say, like, hey, what's the deal? You know, they called the Packers. The Rams would be idiots not to. But all this about Aaron Rodgers and he's the MVP and, like, more guaranteed money out of this. What do you think the outcome of this whole 2 weeks of what he's doing on McAfee's show, what we're talking about, is there a resolution to placate him or make him happy in some way?
Well, the outcome was never going to be that he was going to get traded this offseason. Just like Mark Murphy said, the Packers are not idiots. That was not going to happen. It makes sense on both sides for Aaron Rodgers to have more guaranteed money put into his contract. It makes sense for Aaron Rodgers because it's that uncertain future. It eliminates some of that uncertainty. It makes sense for the Packers even more so because they've got to get under the cap, and the more proration you put on the salary cap, the more you spread it out evenly between the years, the lower the cap hit from year to year. And this is a team that has – Brian Gutekunst alluded to it yesterday. They've got a very unique challenge. He said getting under a declining cap for the first time that he's ever encountered a declining cap. It just doesn't happen. As he said yesterday, you don't plan for a pandemic. So this is a very tricky, difficult situation that the Packers are in, and they have a lot of company in the league. It's most teams that are in this same boat. Putting more proration and guaranteed money on Aaron Rodgers' contract helps with that. So I would be really stunned if that didn't happen. The question is not whether it will happen so much as how many years are they going to go. Will they just go two years, 21 and 22, or will they go the third year, 23, as well? I think that'll be a very interesting result to see what happens there. But it's hard to see that they're not going to put more guaranteed money on that contract.
Ryan, I like what you said there. You don't plan for a pandemic. And we could quote Brian Gutekunst and the United States of America that you don't plan for a pandemic. Hey, looking at the possible or looking at the free agent list, I know that we talked about this last week, but it was still fresh and he was coming off the worst performance probably of his career. Any chance Kevin King's back? Any chance Jamal Williams back? Aaron Jones? If you were a betting man and you pick, you look at this list, who do you think's back? And who do you think is gone out of the top free agents? You know, obviously Corey Linsley, Aaron Jones, Kevin King, Jamal Williams.
It's really hard to say. I'm not skirting the question just because there's so many big decisions that they have to make. And not just with the obvious guys that you mentioned, but there's going to be cap casualties. There has to be. And so who that is and how they make those evaluations, it's a really big guess. As far as Aaron Jones, he's going to be the priority.
Yeah.
Brian Gutekunst said yesterday that he would love to have Aaron Jones back. That doesn't mean that he can be back because it's going to be difficult. Like, this is not fantasy football. There's as much as they can manipulate the cap, as much as that's a thing in the league, when it declines by as much as it's going to decline, it is not easy. But that he's the priority. It would not surprise me if they franchise tagged Aaron Jones. I think that's a possibility. I would almost put it at a coin flip. I think that they very much would like him back. But Aaron Jones is going to be able to get some big money elsewhere because not every team is strapped for cash with the cap. Most of them are, but not every single one. Kevin King, it wouldn't surprise me if Kevin King was back because I don't know who else is going to pay him.
Right.
Kevin King did not have the year in 2020 that he needed. 2019, he had played 15 games, 5 interceptions. And for Kevin King, it wasn't just the NFC Championship game. it was the entire season. He only played 11 games. He had no interceptions. He missed 5 games with injury. And then he goes out in the last game of the year and does that. His market, it's hard to see anything other than his market cratered. The thing is, that cornerback position with or without Kevin King, it's going to be a major offseason need. Everything behind Jaire Alexander is uncertainty at this point. So, I wouldn't surprise me if Kevin King was back. Even still, cornerback is still a major need. And then Corey Linsley, I would be really surprised if he's back. He's a first-team All-Pro center. He's going to get a lot of money somewhere. And the Packers, one of their roster strengths is interior offensive line depth. They're able to better absorb the loss of an All-Pro there than just about anywhere. So I would be surprised if Corey Linsley was back.
Two follow-ups I wanted to ask really quick, because you brought up the franchise tag. Why doesn't this organization, why don't the Packers ever use the franchise tag? And then going back to Brian Gutekunst, calling Aaron Jones out by name, saying, we want Aaron Jones back. Like, you buy into everything that he said. Like, the same thing, like, I hear that, and then I start to get a little worried about Aaron Rodgers. Like, obviously, Rodgers is back next year. But when you hear Gutekunst say he's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future, like, how much stock do you buy into that? You know what I mean? Like, with Aaron Jones actually coming back. Because I just don't think it's possible. And again, why doesn't this team ever use the franchise tag?
Well, that's why I asked Brian Gutekunst yesterday if he saw any scenario in which he could trade Aaron Rodgers this offseason. Because that, Aaron Rodgers just talked about the lack of absolutes. Well, the GM can make absolutes. He has that power. So when he said absolutely not, I take him for his word there. Absolutely not that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback in 2021. He's not getting traded. Beyond that, I don't know there are absolutes. That can be the plan now, but plans change. As far as Aaron Jones, I think it's obvious that they'd like to have him back, because you look at the difference with that offense with him on the field as opposed to off the field. It's a big difference. The fact that he didn't return for the second half of the NFC Championship game, especially in that fourth quarter, that made a big difference. It was a big difference in that offense. Now, as far as the franchise tag,
yeah,
usually it doesn't make sense. I mean, usually it's better just to give a guy a deal if you're willing to go to that level and pay. It can make sense when, a guy like Aaron Jones, maybe especially a running back in general, maybe you don't want to commit long term. Maybe there's some questions long term, whether it's injury, whether it's how fast is a guy going to lose his legs, especially at the running back position, where a short term commitment could make more sense. So that's why I could see that possibly with Aaron Jones. It's just a lot of this is guessing, because there is a ton, more than any other offseason, there's a ton of moving parts this spring.
The next big news for the Packers will be defensive coordinator, and there's some names that excite us. There's some names that, well, we better learn who this guy is. There's some names that we know from already being in Green Bay. I think special teams, promoting Mo Drayton makes sense. They like him, and special teams, it's not, just you need to be better on special teams. Anybody, not to dismiss the job, but I'm not worried that they're staying internal with special teams. Defensive coordinator, do you think that is an area they go internal? Because the candidates they have, they like, but do you go internal and try to keep things at least normal for the guys, or do you make a splash? Do you go with another team? Matt LaFleur, he's not short of connections in this league. He's got a bunch of them, so there are options. Would you guess internal move, external move at defensive coordinator?
Yeah, one thing that would have been great to have the chance to ask Matt LaFleur yesterday, there was just so much to get to, was whether or not it was a requirement for him to work with the guy previously. And if you just look at the list of guys that have interviewed, it does seem like it's not a requirement. And what's interesting about that is that he'd never worked with Mike Pettine before. But Matt LaFleur is interviewing candidates that he's never worked with before. He's interviewing candidates that he literally hired here onto the Packers defensive staff, Jerry Gray, last year. So it's a very, very wide net. And whether it's internal, external, the odds are at this point external, because there's only one internal candidate that we know of. It's Jerry Gray. But that's not to discount Jerry Gray's chances. I think he's got a very real shot at it. Whether it's external or internal, no matter what the scheme is, I thought it was interesting that Matt LaFleur said it's more about mentality. It's more about how a defense plays the call than what the actual call is. And then Brian Gutekunst afterward says, you know, that he feels that there's enough versatility from a personnel standpoint on the defensive side of the ball that it doesn't really so much matter the scheme. So it appears that this is a team that is open to maybe going to a 4-3. Not saying that they will, but they're at least open to the idea of going to a 4-3 base defense and stepping away from the 3-4 that they've run for over a decade. That would be very interesting. But if you look at it, I mean, that would make the Smiths defensive end, Rashawn Gary defensive end. It would change the second level, that linebacker. It would be an interesting move. With that said, Brian Gutekunst alluded to this yesterday as well. Everything in this league now is a sub-package league anyway, so it's a lot of nickel and dime, regardless of what your base is. That wouldn't change. But, it'll be interesting to see what kind of scheme Matt LaFleur wants to go with. This is the biggest hire he'll have made going into his third season now as the Packers head coach. I mean, he was set up with a defensive coordinator from day one. We're about to learn a lot about Matt LaFleur's defensive philosophy, and this is such an important hire because Matt LaFleur does a lot on the offense side of the ball. He needs kind of a head coach of the defense. That's what Mike Pettine was. As much as Matt LaFleur takes responsibility for everything, he's the offensive play caller. He puts together the offensive game plan. He buries his head in the sand on that side of the ball, and it's worked very well for a team that had the top scoring offense in the league. He needs that head coach of the defense, and it's a massive hire for him.
Give me a Super Bowl prediction.
Well, the Chiefs are my preseason pick, so I might as well stick with them now.
Yeah, mine was Ravens Cowboys. So
Cowboys. The NFC East.
Yeah.
He
loves the NFC East, man. He was making a case for the Giants winning a playoff game.
I love the NFC East. I don't know what it is.
For like 11 weeks.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
The NFC East loves nobody back.
So. No, I know. It's a terrible division. All right, we'll go with the Chiefs. Woody, appreciate your time. We'll be in touch. We'll talk soon. Until then, be well, and thanks again.
Absolutely. Take care, Bart.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500 has everything you need when it comes to the exterior of your house. Window, siding, doors, they can do it all for you. They'll come out, do a consultation at no cost, let you know and pick a package and pick the windows that you want. And then you say, all right, here's some money. Give me the windows I want. And they'll say, whoa. Before you give us that money, that would let you like to let you know that you get to buy one, get one on the windows. So that room we talked about where you need 6 new windows, 3 of those we're not going to charge you for. And then you say, interesting. Well, I could also do this other room, but there's more windows. There's like 10 windows in that room. And certainly this buy one, get one deal doesn't, I'm not going to get more than 3 free windows, am I? And they'd say, no, you will. The buy one, get one's good and as many windows as you want. Would you like to turn your whole house into a wall of 50 windows? You can. Window Select. Buy one, get one on the windows. Really good deal. Plus, you don't have to give them any of that money for a full year. No payments for a full year when you go with Window Select, so check them out. And the products, guys. The products are really why you're going there in the first place. Not just the siding, but the doors, but the windows. When matched against anybody on the market, they are so confident. They have the best quality, and they've got the most energy-efficient windows, which is going to help you save more money because the heating bills will get lowered as you're not letting that heat escape through the windows. You look at the window, you think, that looks like a window to me, but then you walk by, you're a little colder, and it's going to get cold this weekend. This weekend's going to be a great test to know if you need new windows. It's going to be like 0 degrees. And if it's colder on different windows, you may have like a leakage, or definitely look for condensation. If there's any of that, you're going to need new windows ASAP. So the quality of the product is great, and it's all backed with a double lifetime warranty. You will be in good hands with Window Select. 262-703-3500. And I do appreciate you guys. Santo last week, let me know. When you send me like pictures and let me know, it's great to see that these guys are helping you out when I talk about them. So awesome stuff. Windowselect.com. Thank you. No. I got a note here from Todd. He says, might have a hook on Tom Brady interview. Will forward you email.
Good. I'm glad he's working on that because I'm taking a shot at Cowherd right now on social media. Okay. You know, he thought Bill Belichick was coaching this Sunday.
Yeah.
He's the number one talk radio national host, I was told. So I'm confused because Dan Patrick, I think he's pretty sure Bill Belichick's not coaching, right? But Cowherd.
Oh,
11,
wow.
11 writers on that staff, and not one of them knew that it's Andy Reid against Bruce Arians this week.
All right, there's a lot going on. Todd, you're blasting Cowherd.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm taking a hidden shot in here.
Todd thinks we can get Tom Brady. Forward me that email, and I've got some Summerfest news, which is not great.
Again?
Yeah, we'll be right back. All right, let me just get this out there. Summerfest has been delayed again until September, 3 weekends in September. Summerfest, which was canceled last year or delayed.
To September, right?
And then canceled.
Yeah.
Who was it that just dropped out? Was it Halsey? Somebody dropped out of...
Well, she's pregnant, isn't she?
Yeah, and looking good.
Pregnant?
Yeah. Anyway, what was I talking about? The Packers? Oh, Summerfest has been delayed again until September. And here's, let me tread the line. Barty needs to tread the line.
Go ahead.
Barty's been on very good behavior.
Yeah, really good.
But Barty needs to tread the line.
Go ahead.
Because I tried to politely, well, no, I tried to tell people strongly last summer to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got yelled at because I was being too condescending. So then I tried politely to do it, and then I got yelled at for suggesting mask. We're into the second year now of things being delayed. There's no reason why in last March, when Summerfest was delayed for the first time and last summer, that it should have ever been delayed a second time. So what's going to happen across the state this morning? A state which is also trying to remove all mask restrictions.
Yeah, nobody wears them at the gym.
For some reason.
Not one person. I can't go to the gym anymore. Like, coughing all over the place. Some guy the other day was like, it's just my allergies. I'm like, well, dude, stay home.
Yeah, hey Bob, did you see that Summerfest got canceled again? Or at least it got moved to September?
Dude,
that is crazy. Is there anything we can do about it? I don't know. Well, off to the gym.
Yep.
Without a mask.
Yeah, dude was coughing it, and he goes, I remember. I remember you used to cough to cover up a fart. Now I fart to cover up a cough, to his buddy. And I was like, how about just putting on a mask, pal? So my wife will let me continue to work out. Because the Peloton, well, it helps cut some of that weight, bro. My guns ain't what they used to be. I lost this vein. It was a popping vein. My bench is down like...
Yeah, you went from a 45 to a 9.
My bench has went down like 65 pounds. I need to get back in the gym. But, dude, guys are coughing all over the place. Like, it's like a Snoop Dogg concert in there. All right, go on.
I just want it to be over. Why am I the bad guy for wanting the pandemic to be over?
No, I just want to go to a concert.
I'm tired of people dying.
I want to go to a concert. I want to go to Ireland. I want to go to a game.
I'm tired of being at home.
I want to go to Lambeau Field, like, with actual, like, with real fans. With, like, you know, not just, hey, you could sit in this
section.
I want
my parents to hold my son.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. That's where you cross the line.
So Summerfest delayed.
Yeah, yay.
Also, Todd sent me this email. Our producer thought he had a hook on Tom Brady.
Yeah, what do we got? We got Brady on the show?
The email is from Adam, some PR place.
Okay.
Someone's calling. If they want to complain about the mask, make sure they get on the air.
I will, all right.
I'm not even doing this Tom Brady bit anymore. We're not getting Tom Brady. Is that a mask talk or is that a real talk, Todd?
It's our buddy John Franklin, so I don't know.
Oh, all right. Yeah, John, we don't know where this is going.
Is that a mask talk?
Oh, turn us down, John.
Well, I can't believe this. We're gonna just like destroy Summerfest for the second straight year.
Yeah, it's in September now, maybe.
You know, I mean, I'm not like one of them kids that go like, you know, every day or with the you know, week pass or whatever, but man, one or two days. I mean this is what I'm thinking about when I'm like shoveling like the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Look, you know, we put up with the crap with the weather here at times just for summer. And now we're this is depressing. Yeah. Can I make a request?
Depends, but sure.
Let me make a request. If there's anybody out there that knows a politician, doesn't matter what side of town, if you know a politician, can we please get our act together and get the vaccines that our state's got in storage that they're saving for some reason?
Yeah, that are just going to expire, so just random people are just getting called. You know, go figure, all those people have money, too.
I mean, I know we're, like, complaining about the Bucks and complaining about the – I know we're complaining. But, I mean, our state is 50th in the U.S. And this distribution of this vaccine – and, by the way, the early numbers that they've had – apparently, the people that have been vaccinated with this, nobody has died. The death rate is, like, crushed. I mean, we got to get this vaccine out there because, I mean, are we ever going to get to live our lives again?
Yeah, I just want to live my life. Don't we all agree on that? Like, even if you're somebody that, like, won't wear a mask or won't get the vaccine, even that, even if you are steadfast, 100% won't do it. Like, what can you go do? Yeah, you can still, all right, you can still go to a bar, I guess. Maybe there's some, but it's just not what life used to be. You can't go to the games. I'm watching the Bucks last night again.
Concerts.
No fans. There's no concerts.
I just want to go to a concert.
Like, can't you just pitch in for the rest of us so that your life can be better too? I mean, it's not like we're asking you to detach your legs and put them where your arms are and put your arms where your legs are. We're not even asking you to dye your hair purple. Just put a mask on. Get vaccinated.
I mean, we got to pull together, man. All of us. We need to pull together so bad so we can get our lives back, whatever they are.
Yeah, I didn't. Summerfest got canceled. I think that's going to be, or not canceled, but postponed till February.
Yeah,
or February, until September.
But Barty, that's what happened last year. They pulled that we're going to have it on three weekends, and then it just got canceled.
Well, I hope this is an eye-opener that, hey, this thing, just because the calendar turned doesn't mean it's over.
I just thought this was going to be a better year. I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't have much of a take here. I guess I was just looking for some ability to vent a little bit and get some team effort putting this thing together, man. Let's get these vaccines out there, man. Seriously, we knew they were coming. Let's get them out there and let's get them in people. Cause it's like, I mean, I'm 53 and I honestly, I don't even see a horizon when I'm going to get this thing before like maybe early fall. You know, I'm not a youngster, but I mean, the way things are going, I mean, my brother's a firefighter. He finally got the first dose, I think last week. And they did schedule a second dose. I think you got to wait 3 weeks. But I mean, it's like, let's do what we can do to improve the situation. Gee whiz.
Yeah, I want to be.
It also helped if the idiot stopped like dumping it out and throwing it away. And,
you know. Yeah, that guy.
Oh my God.
All right, John, we got to talk Bucks coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just real human talk. That's what makes us the 25th best show in the country. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. I couldn't resist.
Right next to Skizzle and the Beast.
Skizzle and the
Wyoming.
Beast. Pinky in the Butt.
Guys that don't even talk sports or root for our local teams, but it's all good.
But it doesn't matter if you command an audience.
Full show.
Go to hell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.